This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Welcome back to the program. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, hosts of the show. What a cool segment with Danielle. Like, it just made me think, as a kid, you would feel like that assistant on your TV shows, you know, when the doctor says, now I want you to hold your finger right there. Keep it there. Don't move it. Right? You'd feel so, and then go to school. You know what I got to do the other, you know, pretending to be calm and collected with your chocolate-covered banana in your hand, chewing away. You know what I got to do the other day? Sounds cool. Wow. Welcome back to Kelly and Company, Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, hosts of the show. And it's time to talk a little nutrition and trying to keep our sugar out of our beverages and staying hydrated. Let's bring on Julia Karanchis.
I love the world of nutrition. Join me, Julia Karanchis, as we talk about everything from food and nutrition to living a vibrant lifestyle.
So many people trying to keep conscious of what we're drinking, especially as you exercise, as you want to quench yourself, because to me, that sugar just makes me thirstier, Julia. So today we're going to chat a little bit about staying hydrated without sugar.
Yes, because the heat is here. We are sweating more, and it is really important for health reasons to stay hydrated, and it's actually almost impossible to do if you're always drinking sugary drinks. Now, I'm not saying don't drink them, but I'm saying if you are really thirsty, you should be choosing other things, which we're going to talk about today, because the risk is here. Like, the heat's here. Things are open, meaning people are out, so people are sweating. Their bodies are trying to stay regulated so they don't overheat. And, you know, buying a beverage is so natural. Like, it's such a social thing to do. You know, like, let's go for a drink. Let's go for... And then you get something like exciting because all of the drink places have these, you know, summer themed cold drinks that you want on a hot day. So I just, you know, want to bring awareness to the fact that these are not overly hydrating, and what can we do instead so that we are hydrated? Because I know it's really important.
I used to find it fascinating at the gym, even, you know, you can finish up your workout, come on. Oh, what drinks do they have? Oh, vitamin water, this and that. And you're like, oh, some of these just sound so cool. It'd be interesting to try. But, you know, it's that beware thing. So why do we want to avoid the sugary drinks when it comes to staying hydrated?
Yeah, I mean, really great question, because they're so tasty and so plentiful. And we know we need sugar for energy. So we're not disputing that. But you know, sugar causes dehydration. When you consume sugar, that sugar, once it's in the body, sucks water from the cells, which depletes the levels in the body. These cells then send a signal to your brain to drink something. So it's sort of really counterproductive, because you're thirsty in the first place. Then you drink something with sugar, which then tells your body to drink more because you didn't quench that thirst. And so you're just really perpetuating the problem. So that's sort of where it's not productive, because you're thirsty. You should drink something that's hydrating, not dehydrating. And that's the problem with the sugary drinks, is that they're dehydrating.
Exactly. And then on top of that, if we add the carbonation and things like pop, you're really not doing yourself any favors. But what I was going to say is flavors. And this is a kind of another part of summer, right, Julia? We're so tempted to try out all these amazing drinks on menus. And now everyone's going back out to patios. And we're like, I can't wait to have my favorite cocktail again. And it looks so pretty. So what do you suggest for people who want to enjoy the more fun beverages and the ones that look great and sound great on the menu this summer?
Yes. Okay. So I do have a few suggestions, as I know water can be boring and it can be plain, and we are, you know, we're coming out of lockdown. It's also the summer. Like, everybody wants to have a good time, and you totally can. But again, if you're thirsty, this isn't going to get you where you need to be. So I've broken them down into two categories: eating out and making at home. So we'll start with eating out. Many coffee shops offer really fun and delicious summer-inspired drinks during the season, but we know that they've got a lot of sugar in them. The great news is that a lot of times the sugar is an added component, meaning you can, like, control basically how much you're going to consume, if anything at all. So the sugar is added in the form of a simple syrup or an additional powder. And you can then, as the consumer, ask for it half sweet, meaning that it won't be the full dose of sugar, or ask for it completely unsweetened, allowing you to add your own. So in this case, maybe you might add a stevia pack, which we know is a natural plant-based sweetener. Also, some places have like alternative sweeteners like stevia and monk fruit that you can add yourself.
Right.
And so like me personally, I order an iced fruity tea, like a passion flower tea or something that's fruity. And the tea itself doesn't have sugar in it. And then I add a little bit of stevia to give it a sweet taste. And it just makes it a little more fun. And then I'm still able to enjoy something that's not water and that's a little more exciting. And I'm hydrating, but I'm also not missing out on any flavor or taste in that regard. Okay. Also, if you're at a restaurant, you can order soda water with lemon or lime, like a fresh lemon or lime, because those add a lot of flavor to water as well. And with those, you get the added nutrients because they're full of minerals, because they're real fruits. So those are kind of a bonus. Yeah. Or, you know what, you can just enjoy your iced coffee with a little bit of cream and then there's no sugar in it. But that's sort of a personal taste there, right? Like, depends on what your palate is.
Yeah. Honestly, sometimes it's nice to just ask, like, what do you have for non-sugar or less sugar options? Because, yeah, I love my vanilla iced coffee from McDonald's. Yes.
Yes.
But the amount of sugar, you know, Julia, when you're getting it, there's so much sugar in it. So especially if you're having it like day in, day out, maybe it's nice to just know there's other options. It's a bit of an adventure.
I used to get stuff like that without the syrup. I just say, I don't want the syrup. And they, what? I just want cold coffee. Thanks. Oh, okay.
Well, I started asking because I heard somebody else do it. I started asking for the half sweet. And
yep, I do that.
And I didn't realize until I started doing that how sweet the original drink was and how much it wasn't 100% necessary for my palate. Like, I was fine with the half sweet. And I thought
half a pump of syrup, stuff like
that. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And you can also, too, a lot of the coffee shops will have not all of the flavors, but they'll have some flavors of sugar-free syrups. So you're not getting the sugar in it. Again, if you're hungry, go for the full beverage. It's going to, you know, it's going to be calories and you might want it. But if you are legitimately thirsty, it's not going to get you to where you want to be again.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and that was my thing. If you're actually thirsty, you know, I see so many people say, oh, I'm thirsty, I need a Coke or something like that. And not to slam the Coke or whatever, but I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but that would make me more thirsty, especially out here in this sun.
Yeah. And now you know that it does. It legitimately does. And definitely in the sun. I mean, you just walk outside right now and you will perspire. It's so hot and humid. And so we are losing. And you know, I just want to bring up, we are losing a lot of electrolytes that way when we sweat, right? Like the sodium, we're losing all of that. And so, you know, when you stay hydrated, it allows your body to regulate its temperature. And when, you know, the sodium and the things that you get in your food also from lemons and limes is actually replenishing some of those electrolytes, which it's really needed. But sugar, unfortunately, is not an electrolyte. So it doesn't do us any good in that regard.
But we're often
pushed
to go grab the Gatorade and things like that because of the electrolytes. So it's made to sound like for people who may not know that, but you need one of these sugary drinks to get those electrolytes, you know, your body moving to hold your electrolytes.
You don't. And that's actually a whole other segment we could talk about because there are a lot of recipes for like do-it-yourself electrolyte drinks, like make at home electrolyte drinks that will give you those benefits without, you know, the dye, the additives, the preservatives, the sugar, all of the extra stuff that you might not want and you don't really need.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for that segment. But in the meanwhile, what about at home? What kind of drinks can we prepare there that will be thirst quenching?
Yeah. So at home, there's so many possibilities because you can buy your own ingredients. So for example, those two sweeteners I mentioned before, stevia and monk fruit, which are natural, you can buy them in a grocery store along with a bunch of lemons and make your homemade lemonade. because you can just juice those lemons. You can also buy fresh herbs such as mint and make your own tea. And this can be consumed hot or cold. You can also combine it with other teas. So a personal favorite of mine is an iced green mint tea. I find it extremely refreshing and I love drinking it over ice. I don't find I need to add anything to that. Like the mint and the green tea alone is enough for me. So that might be something that would, you know, somebody else would enjoy. And then of course there are so many other fruity teas that you can also combine. And that's the nice thing about doing it at home. You know, take this raspberry tea, take this kiwi tea or strawberry tea. Like there's so many teas that you can purchase and you can combine them. And when they're consumed cold, they're very refreshing and very hydrating because the tea bags or the tea leaves, depending on if you buy loose leaf, they don't have the sugar in them, right? It's just the plain leaves. So steeping them, you would probably want to steep them in hot water to like extract the full flavor out of them and then chill it. And then you can do whatever you want with those teas. And those possibilities would be endless.
Cold brew.
Yeah.
Cold brew. I love the... Exactly.
Yes.
I love anything that's tea or tea infused or, you know, mostly tea because I feel like it is healthy, Julia, but you also have so many different options and you don't even have to get it with the sugar. And if that means you're going to put your own sugar in it or your own honey or other type of syrup that you have at home or, you know, some of the things that you're mentioning with the monk fruit and stevia, then cool, because then you can control how much you're putting in anyway, right? And just get
it without
the sugar to begin with. Yeah,
that's right.
And even like at patios, like if you ask, you're getting the options, more options than you used to with this kind of stuff.
You are. I mean, these alternatives, I mean, really diet alternatives in general are becoming a lot more available to people in restaurants and in places that, you know, offer this service. So it's nice to see. And usually, you know, if you ask, you shall receive. You don't know unless you ask.
Exactly.
So those options. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying a lot. If you're doing the at home thing, you can. I personally will make a big pitcher. Like I'll steep a couple of tea bags of mint tea and green tea or whatever combo I'm doing. And I'll use a lot of tea bags and I'll steep something really concentrated and then I'll water it down with cold water and keep it in the fridge in just a pitcher. So it's
absolutely
like available, right? Because you can totally make it ahead of time.
Absolutely. And then you can, the good part about doing something like that, even with the lemonade, like you're talking about, is if you're making it just one drink at a time, sometimes we think, oh, there's nothing here. I got to go to get my coffee run, you know? But if you have a big pitcher of it, then you make it habit or kind of a ritual to do it first thing in the morning, then you have it throughout the day to sip on and maybe experiment with it throughout. That's a really good idea. And we know that water is great, Julia, but these suggestions are good for all of us who are maybe more used to flavor and craving different flavor things all the time.
Yes. Yeah. It's nice to have something different once in a while, or if you're out with somebody or if you're having somebody over, if you're going somewhere. I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, it'll just enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Well, dehydration isn't healthy.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. I mean, there's so many times that I hear stories of people with, you know, lethargy, like people feeling fatigued, people feeling tired, the joint pain, headaches. And a lot of times it's a lack of water that is the issue. Yeah. I mean, water is the power source to the body. You know, if you don't have water, the body doesn't function on just this really, really, really basic level. And I know we've talked about, you know, staying hydrated before in previous segments, but it is really important. I mean, it's like, you know, you could have a microwave and a stove and a heater and a brand new lamp, but if you don't have a power source to plug any of those things into, they're pretty useless. And that is kind of what water is for the body. It's giving you this power source for all of these reactions, these chemical reactions that allow your body to function to happen. So it's super important. And it's really important in the hotter months.
Yeah, for sure. Well, because, I remember when my father first ever told me, you will love water. Give it a try for a couple of weeks and have always been that convert. Thanks, Julia.
Thanks, guys.
Julia Karanchis talking to us about staying hydrated without sugar and the importance. Next time, we're going to discuss lettuce, all 11 types of it. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll talk to her in a couple of weeks on the program. How well do you know Canadian history? According to the 2021 Canadian History Card, the average score around the country is 67%. We'll find out why and what we can do about it after this.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.